Well, let's check high school baseball action around the area last night. First, in boys baseball, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 12-2. That game stopped after five innings. Lewis Central, a winner over Shenandoah, 8-5. Glenwood took a pair from Harlan, 8-3 and 6-0. Taylor Kaufman throwing a perfect game in the nightcap for the Rams. Also, Denison over Creston twice, 10-5 and 6-0. Kemper Catholic, a winner over Roland Story, 11-1. Orient Maxburg defeating Walnut, 5-3. Logan Magnolia topping Bowyer Valley 16-2. Fremont Mills, a winner over Essex South Page, 8-0. Villisca beats Sydney 7-5. Mount Air over Bedford 13-2. Corning over Lenox 6-2. It was Coon Rapids Bayard topping Panorama in nine innings 5-4. And Guthrie Center shut down Woodward Granger 5-0. Also in boys baseball in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, it was Underwood over Trainer 7-5, while Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley by a score of 7-0. In girls high school softball last night, Atlantic split a pair with Clarinda, the Cardinals winning 6-3 in the opener. Atlantic bounced back to take the nightcap by a score of 4-2. Lewis Central topping Shenandoah twice, 3-0 and 5-1. Glenwood beat Harlan in 12 innings, 13-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. Harlan bounced back in the nightcap, though, to win 5-2. Creston took a pair from Denison, 1-0 in nine innings in Game 1. The second game was a 9-1 win for the Panthers. EHK Exira beat East Green 9-0. Fremont Mills over Essex South Page 7-6. Villisca 13-3 over Sydney. Corning a 4-0 winner over Lennox, while Carroll beat Saydell 8-0 last night in girls softball. Virginia used a four-run sixth inning to break open a close game as number one-seeded Cavaliers eliminated California from the College World Series with an 8-1 win last night. Virginia will face defending national champion South Carolina in the Bracket 2 final. The Cavaliers would need to beat the Gamecocks today and again tomorrow to reach next week's best-of-three championship series in Omaha. While saying I'm too old to be disrespected, 58-year-old Jim Riggleman stepped down as Washington Nationals manager after the club informed him that it would not discuss a new contract. He's been working on a one-year deal that expires at the end of the season. Riggleman previously managed San Diego, the Chicago Cubs, and Seattle, spending parts of 12 seasons in the dugout overall. He has a career record of 662 and 824, including 140 and 172 with the Nationals. Riggleman guided the Cubs to the 1998 National League wildcard spot and was let go after the next year. He later was the bench coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers and Seattle, and then took over as the Mariners manager midway through the 2008 season, but was not retained when the season ended. He took over the Nats in mid-2009 when Manny Acta was fired. A team source says bench coach John McLaren, who was fired as Seattle's manager in 2008 and then replaced by Riggleman, will fill in over the weekend as the Nats manager for their series against the White Sox. On the field last night, pinch hitter Lance Nix hit a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning, giving the Nats a 1-0 win over Seattle in Riggleman's last game as manager. The Nationals have won 11 of their last 12. In other interleague action last night, Chris Capuano pitched six scoreless innings before leaving with a tweak on his right side, and the New York Mets beat Oakland 4-1. Tim Lincecum struck out 12 in seven innings, helping the San Francisco Giants beat the Minnesota Twins 2-1. Miguel Montero and Juan Miranda each homered, leading the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 5-3 victory over the Kansas City Royals. And in the only National League game last night, the St. Louis Cardinals enjoyed a 12-2 laugher over Philadelphia. Lance Berkman, who's taken over at first base while Albert Pujols recovers from a broken forearm, homered and drove in three runs. John Jay also homered last night as Chris Carpenter picked up his first victory since May 10th as he improves to 2-7. For the Redbirds. In Pacific Coast League baseball play last night, the Iowa Cubs a winner over Memphis 7-3, while Omaha defeated Nashville 8-2. Omaha continues their series at Nashville tonight, while the iCubs will host Memphis again this evening in Des Moines. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Oneida.
Well, freshman running back Devondrick Neely has been suspended from the Iowa State football team for what the school athletic officials are saying was a violation of team rules. The Tribune in Ames reported Neely's suspension earlier this week. Neely, who's from Monticello, Florida, was cited for public intoxication early Saturday after police responded to a report of a group carrying a weapon and shooting things on campus. Police say that a BB gun was found on Neely. Former Southern California football player Lonnie White says he took $14,000 in illegal payments during his four-year career in the 1980s, mostly by selling game tickets allotted to scholarship players. White made the admission Wednesday in a first-person story for The Daily, a digital publication. He was a sports writer at the Los Angeles Times from 1987 to 2008. White was a receiver and special teams player at USC, where he played under John Robinson and Ted Tolner from 1982 to 86. Northwest Missouri State has promoted offensive coordinator and assistant head football coach Adam Dorrell to be the head coach. The Maryville school says Dorrell will be introduced today as the successor to Scott Bostwick, who died June 5th of an apparent heart attack. Bostwick had just been appointed in December to succeed longtime head coach Mel Churchma, who retired. Dorrell is a Maryville native and a 1998 graduate of Northwest Missouri State. He was an offensive lineman and three-year captain of the Bearcats under Churchma, earning all MIAA honors in 1995, 96, and 97. He joined the Bearcats coaching staff in 2004. As offensive coordinator, he helped lead Northwest Missouri to five straight NCAA Division II championship appearances, including the 2009 national title. Well, experienced college players were few and far between as first-year college players and international stars dominated the lottery picks in the NBA draft last night. Duke point guard Kyrie Irving, who was limited by a toe injury to just 11 games in his lone season in college, is the number one pick in the NBA draft. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who need just about everything following their 19-63 record last season in their first year without LeBron James, are penciling Irving in as their starting point guard. Four of the top seven lottery picks went to international players. The lowdown on the rest of the top 10 picks, Arizona forward Derek Williams, the Pac-10 Player of the Year, went number two to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Utah Jazz, who have two picks in the first round, took Turkish big man Enes Kanter. The Cavs also had the fourth pick, and they took 6'8 Texas forward Tristan Thompson. At number five, the Toronto Raptors took Jonas Valanciunas. He's from Lithuania. Another international player, Jan Vesely, from the Czech Republic, went number six to the Washington Wizards. Charlotte traded up to take Bismack Biyombo at number seven. With the eighth pick, the Detroit Pistons took Kentucky guard Brandon Knight. Connecticut guard Kemba Walker of the national champion Huskies went at number nine to the Charlotte Bobcats. And rounding out the top ten, Sacramento traded up in a proposed deal with Milwaukee as they took AP National Player of the Year Jimmer Fredette from BYU. In a pre-draft move, Milwaukee, Charlotte, and Sacramento pulled a three-team deal as the Bobcats sent top scorer Steven Jackson to the Bucks in a three-way deal involving the Sacramento Kings that gives Charlotte two picks in the top nine of the NBA draft. The Bobcats also sent the 19th pick and backup point guard Sean Livingston to the Bucks. Charlotte got the number seven overall pick from the Kings and forward Corey Maggette from Milwaukee. The Bucks get guard Benno Udrit from the Kings, while guard John Salmons goes from Milwaukee to Sacramento, which got the 10th pick from the Bucks, and that turned out to be Jimmer Fredette. The NBA champion Dallas Mavericks are already gearing up to defend their title, trading both of their draft picks for Portland Trailblazers guard Rudy Fernandez, who averaged 9.1 points in his career, mostly as a backup. The Portland Trailblazers acquired guard Raymond Felton from the Denver Nuggets in exchange for veteran guard Andre Miller. Also, a person familiar with the trade says the Miami Heat have agreed to a deal that will send Cleveland State guard Norris Cole to the Eastern Conference champions. The 6'1 guard was the Horizon League Player of the Year. The Phoenix Suns have made a qualifying offer to restricted free agent Aaron Brooks. Phoenix acquired Brooks as a backup to point guard Steve Nash in a trade deadline deal with the Houston Rockets. In golf, after taking last week off while the men play the U.S. Open, the top women golfers in the world are gathered near Rochester, New York for a major of their own. Yanni Tseng is the first-round clubhouse leader after carding a 6-under. Paula Creamer is a shot back. Play was halted because of storms, with 58 players unable to finish their round at the LPGA Championship. First-round play at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut was suspended. It's resuming this morning. When play was stopped yesterday, Michael Bradley was the man in front. He was 6-under after 16 holes of play, one shot in front of several other players on the men's tour. And pursuing another bid for her first Grand Slam title, top-ranked Caroline Wozniacki needed just over an hour to defeat Virginia Razzano 6-1 and 6-3 today to move into the third round at Wimbledon. The 20-year-old Dane was at the top of her game, making only one unforced error as she downed the 96th-ranked French woman in 66 minutes in sunny conditions on Court 2 at the All England Club. Wozniacki, who extended her career record against Razzano to 5-0, took command of the match from the beginning and was never in trouble. Wozniacki reached the fourth round at Wimbledon the past 2 years, but has never made it to the quarterfinals. Despite her number one ranking, she's never won a major title, losing in the 2009 U.S. Open final. In the first round Tuesday, Razzano won for the first time since the death of her fiancé and longtime coach from a brain tumor. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.